Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for January 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their name so the people listening to the recording can associate a name to the voice, now is the right time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gord Tischer.
I'm Brett Davis.
So let's take a look at our auto-generated agenda for today. We'll begin in the RFC's repo, where we have a few pull requests to take a look at, beginning with pull request 208, entitled Remove JSON Package from the Standard Library. This is marked final comment period, and it has lots of shows of approval on the pull request and no dissenting opinions voiced yet. Do we want to go ahead and take this to vote now?
I mean, we didn't do it last week. It would have gone to vote. There are no comments. There are lots of people approving. I think this is pretty well accepted. Yes, unless there's an objection.
Yep. I guess the only person on this call who has not voiced approval in the PR is Red. Red, do you have any dissenting thoughts to share?
Not at all. I think it's a domain that needs to be unlicked.
Okay. So accepted it is then.
I'm leaving a comment basically that it was accepted, and I'll do the merge and whatnot later.
Okay.
And specifically assign it to myself.
All right.
And pin it so I don't forget.
Moving on now to assign parameter syntax. This is, it's in the status of, sorry, this is pull request 174. It's in a status of final comment period as well. We have, do we want to go ahead and vote on this today as well?
I think so, yes.
All right.
Jason voted yes in absentia.
Yes. I am in favor of this.
I am as well. Gordon, Red.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Sounds good.
Okay. That one is also approved. Moving on now to pull request 173, RFC for explicit self-member access. This is the one that was somewhat controversial. There was someone found a typo and I corrected it and the label was added. I don't think there's much to discuss here. I think we're kind of, it does not have broad support at this time, the way it's currently written. And there's been different proposals about how to rewrite it. I don't really support those. I'm not going to rewrite it this time and it's not going to be accepted at this time. So I just removed the label. Okay. So, moving on to the Pony C repo, we have pull requests beginning with 4312. Stop building unknown Linux new Pony C package. The rationale here is that the package was intended to be generic. However, it's not actually generic. It's glibc that is built on some glibc using Linux that will work if it's installed on a Linux that is compatible at a library level with the system we built the package on. Some time ago, Theo and I made the decision, initial decision to include the Linux new package, realized that the Linux new package idea was a very bad idea. Problems with this approach: anyone using the package on glibc distro isn't library compatible will have the installed Pony C fail in interesting and confounding ways. It's a bad experience. In order to not fall horribly behind from time to time, we need to rev the environment used to build the packages. That means changing the Ubuntu version periodically. and means that people who have had an environment that worked will do an update and install a PonyC that doesn't work because it's for a different set of libraries, which is a bad experience as well. So I guess the is the expectation on PonyUp that Musl would always be used?
What do you mean?
On Linux? Yeah.
Nope. No, you can only use the Musl one on a Musl based distro.
Yeah, that's I wasn't sure if that was the case or not, but so PonyUp will stop working with non-Musl based Linux?
Nope. No, there was a thing merged over the weekend for PonyUp. PonyUp no longer for glibc based ones no longer goes, oh, it's glibc based, let's use this generic one and hope it works. We build for three different Ubuntu packages at this point. And it checks the LSB, uses LSB underscore release to get the distro, and it matches up Linux Mint, Pop OS, and Ubuntu. And if it's one of the ones that we support, it installs it for the actual library compatible one. And otherwise, it tells you that we don't have anything for you.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, Ubuntu only for PonyUp, and it will let you know if your platform's not supported. Okay.
Yep.
Seems reasonable enough to me.
So at this point, we've been building these packages for the past few days, but they would no longer be used.
Okay. Sounds good. See, Gordon has already approved. I think it's perhaps ready to go.
Right. Squash and merge. Boom.
Let's take a look at pull request 4308, add a runner test for linking and using libponyc standalone.
This one is dependent on 4307. So until 4307 is done, this is blocked.
Okay.
But this one is, it's, has been easy to accidentally break the libponyc standalone, which was not really a problem when the only user was me, but Yaro has started using it for his LSP thing that he's building. And so we want to make sure that we don't accidentally break it. One way that you can accidentally break it is when we upgrade the LLVM version. Right. So this will be adding a test which works on OS X, Windows, and Linux to verify that it will correctly link, right? As we expect. And so the program itself does a little bit of actual use of the API so that we're not dead code eliminating things where it doesn't actually need to link it.
Okay. Sounds good.
And yeah, this is waiting on 4307 to be merged, and 4307 is good, except it needs release notes.
Okay. Sounds good.
4307, for people listening along, by the way, is the PR that adds building the standalone lib for Windows.
Moving on then to issue ticket 4244, you can obtain a val from a box field via recover. Let's see, this was most recent activity here was from the last sync call. I'm going to remove this label. Is that what we want?
Oh, yes.
I'll mention that before I mention that, let's finish up with the last, there are two more issues on the auto-generated agenda. We have in the release notes bot action. We have handle secondary rate limit failures with a pause and retry. This is a GitHub secondary rate limiting is easy to trigger if and so basically if it triggers, we need to handle that nicely. And this is an enhancement with help wanted. Do you want to, should we remove the discuss during sync label on this, Sean?
Yep. I just created the, and the other issue I believe you'd be referring to is the one on the changelog bot action, which has the, it's the exact same issue, except written slightly differently because different one, but Yes. I discovered this. We never hit the rate limit, right? But I was like, why do we keep hitting secondary rate limits? Because we're not doing very many requests at a time. And I found the little note that if you have concurrent requests, you can, you hit the secondary rate limit. Hmm. So if say the changelog one happens at the exact, just about the exact same moment to count as concurrently with a release note one, where they usually run together to check things, right? Then one of them will fail. And it doesn't happen often, but it happens periodically. And all I ever do is I just hit rerun. And so, yeah, for each one, we can do an enhancement where we catch that particular error, right? The secondary rate limit error, and go, oh, okay, let's sleep for 15 seconds and then retry, right? Like the action will certainly be okay for that.
That makes sense.
And, you know, we can do it in a loop where it says, you know, like, oh, we'll try 15 seconds. We'll try like 45 seconds and we'll try a minute and a half. And if it's still failing, give up, something like that, you know?
Okay. Sounds good. I will mention, so we've run through the auto-generate agenda. I'll mention that in the last sync call I attended, which was 2 weeks ago, I made some commitments to Gordon to help out with a few pull requests, troubleshooting, which I have not done yet. I've been, for various reasons, including being sick for about a week. I need to still make my way back to these. So that was pull request 4248. There's an issue happening there with that needs to be looked at on the M1. And 4196 relating to building vendored Clang. This was issues on Alpine not finding the right. I did spend some time on this one, but made no progress. I spent some time on Cirrus CI. It, like, there's a very small window when you can use the reuse. You can restart with terminal access on Cirrus CI if you somebody who's a who has access to do so for this org, but there's a very limited time window between when it fails and when the run expires that I have not been able to make meaningful progress using that mechanism during that brief window of time for evaluating that issue. But
what is the window? I've whenever I've used it, it's always been available to me, but it's usually I'm using it right at, within some reasonable amount of time after a failure. Like how long after have you tried it where it doesn't work? I'm just curious because I haven't noticed.
I think the run times out at like 30 minutes. And I think it takes, now that we're also building vendored Clang, I think it was taking something like 20, 26, 27 minutes to build.
I know what I was doing was I was doing the rerun in terminal, but then you have to do all of the steps manually yourself. But you can select rerun in terminal at any time.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So you have the entire 30 minutes to use the terminal, but the failure happens like around, you know, 26, 27 minutes in. And so if you wanted to be informed by the output of that.
It only gives you 30 minutes for the terminal?
I think so, yeah.
But our actual timeout time for the jobs is longer than 30 minutes, so it's not picking that up.
Let me take a look and confirm the 30 minutes that I'm loading up Sierra CI now to look at the runs that I did to make sure. Yeah, it kicked me off after 30 minutes.
Was it 30 minutes of inactivity or? Because I've done it where I actually build LLVM and everything in there. And so I don't know if I've ever hit 30 minutes with trying to figure out what I was trying to figure out or not. But because I think it, you know, takes like 15 or so minutes to build, 15 to 20 minutes to build LLVM.
Well, it takes longer now that we're building Clang.
Yeah, so it might be that I just never noticed that before. That would be interesting if they're... Because, yeah, I mean, all our timeouts are set to like 120 minutes, right? So it'd be interesting if that one is not honoring. Actually, yeah. No, all of our timeouts are not set to 120 minutes. Let's see. The PR ones are you starting from a PR one, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, those are all set to 120 minutes. So that might be a thing where we might also want to open... you might want to open a bug with Sierra CI, say, hey, we set it to 120, you know, we're setting it to this because it takes a long time for us to get to point X, but when in running terminal, it's timing out after 30 minutes. So there's no, you know, there's no useful time to try and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Because yeah, I would imagine it's supposed to honor that timeout, but it appears to not be.
Yeah, unless I was doing something wrong, like it could be that it was like inactivity or something due to me like waiting for the LLVM run to finish. Yeah. Okay. But it, yeah, so the... Yeah, I'll look at the M1 next. I'm not going to look at the Clang one next. I'm not sure how to move forward on the Clang one because I tried some things that I was hoping might work and they did not. I'm feeling stuck on that one, honestly. I will look at the M1 ticket next. So. Anything else to discuss on either of those, or anyone want to raise any new topics for discussion? Okay. Well, then thanks everyone for attending, and thanks for those listening along to the recording later. Bye.